Hey guys, welcome to the channel. I'm so glad that you're here. You know, our mission at Faith is to lead people to Jesus and elevate their faith. I trust that today's sermon would strengthen your faith in God and elevate your confidence for the impossible. God bless you. Let's get into it.
Romans 4 chapter 2. It says, for indeed, somebody shout indeed. That means for sure. Shout indeed. Come on, shout indeed. Indeed is a guarantee. Amen. For indeed, the gospel was preached to us as well as them. Meaning back in the Old Testament, back in the wilderness. But the word which they heard did not profit. Say you can hear it and not profit from it. Tell somebody you can hear it and not profit. I said, tell them you can hear it and not profit. It says, but the word which they heard did not what? It did not what? Do you know you can come to church and not profit? You can come week after week and get no benefit. Somebody say, I refuse that. Say, I refuse that. Say, I'm going to profit. I'm going to P-R-O-F-I-T. I'm going to profit. And I'm going to be pro and I'm going to be fit. Come on. Who wants to be a pro in God? Who wants to be fit in God? Who wants to be pro in miracles? Who wants to be pro in victory? Who wants to be fit? Come on. Come on. We're going to profit today. You're not coming to church to just watch people talk up here. No, you're coming to profit. You're coming to profit. Gone are the days where you walk in and walk out the same. Come on, come with a profiting mindset. Come with a profit mindset. When you come in the house of God, you're here to gain something. Yeah. Say, I'm going to profit. I'm going to profit. I'm going to profit. It means I'm going to benefit. Say, I'm going to benefit. This service will benefit me. Say, this service will benefit me, will profit me, will prosper me, will elevate me, will push me, will move me. Come on, use your mouth, speak it. It will move me. It will move me. It will profit me. I will be elevated because of church today. Say, I will be elevated because of church today. It's profiting me. Yeah. It's profiting me. It's profiting me. But it says it did not profit them. Why? Because what? Not being mixed with faith in those who what? Heard it. I said the word was released, but it did not what? Profit. They did not profit. Why? There was no faith. Then the Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that come to God must what? Believe. Yeah, it says they did not what? Profit. They didn't get no benefit from the word. Don't come to church and go home the same. Some of you, God is touching you and you're pushing God away. God is witnessing to your heart. Go deeper. You're like, no, shut up. I want to do my thing. I want to do it my way. No. Don't be like Frank Sinatra, who did it his way and went to hell. I want to tell you, do it God's way. Do it God's way. Stop saying it's my way. Do it God's way. Follow the word. Follow the preacher. Follow what is said to you. Be obedient. Have some faith in your heart. Stop being rebellious. Stop being cold. Stop being lukewarm. I want to tell you, it's time to profit. Tell somebody, it's my time to profit. Tell them it's my time to profit. See, the difference why some people get into victory is because when the word is released that this is the month of harvest, they grab the word, but everybody else stare at the word. And whilst you stare, they're getting blessed and your jaw is dropping and you're saying, what about me? And the Holy Ghost looks at you and says, it's time to mix it with faith. The Holy Ghost says it's time for the word to profit you. It's time for you to hold the word. Listen, whatever good and perfect comes from God. Every good and perfect gift comes from God. It is God's desire to bless you. It's God's desire to elevate you. It's God's desire to give you a hope and a future. But you got to mix it with faith. You got to be persuaded that God is able to do what he says he's going to do. Hello? Hello? Anybody in the house? Hey, Jesus. Not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. When the word is released, you got to latch on to it. Mighty God, you got to put some faith. When it goes first, say, yes, Lord, that's mine. I'm taking it. I'm taking it. I don't care about right, left, or center, but it's mine. It's dropping here, and it's going to bring forth fruit in my life because I'm putting my faith on it, in it, and I will reap the benefits. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody praise God. Somebody praise God. Somebody praise him. Somebody exalt him. Somebody magnify him. So now, I'm going to do this again. This is the month of harvest. That's it. You caught it. Now don't let go of that. I said don't let go of that. I said don't let go of that. Hold that word. And say I'm going to see my harvest this month. This is the month of harvest. Weeping men do for the night. But joy comes with the morning. Morning is here. It's God's desire to favor you. Oh, shaka taka taka, raka teka taya, roko sata na bakataya, roshe kanda na basuta, he kanda na basuta, hata bakatiya, rosoke lukotoya, rotame kusaya. Give me Psalm 102, verse 12 and 13. Jesus, Pastor Cher is doing good, by the way. I bring you greetings from Pastor Cher. Her and baby Dave is at home. They're resting and chilling, amen? And drinking lots of bottles. But they're doing good, amen? Listen, December was a month of miracles. We never expected another baby. Pastor Cher got pregnant in December. In August, we got our baby. That's harvest! Almost 11 years after we had Tio, there came another blessing. That wasn't me. That was God. It fell, oh Jesus. I didn't want that. I didn't want no more baby because I can't sleep. But when God sent you to see, it was in 2017 that the prophet told Cher, I see something happening over here. And he had a smirk on his face like, she's like, not here, not here. Let me tell you, whatever God says, God will do it. Yeah. Hold on, let me preach you. Let me preach you. Exodus 32 they built a calf. At the beginning of 33, God was mad. God says, Moses, move out the way, let me kill the people. Let me get rid of these people and I will bring up a generation for you out of your loins. Godly men and women. Moses said, God, that's 32. God, you can't do that. These are your people. Then 33, he says to Moses, he said, Moses, I'll take them in the land. Why will I take them into the land? Because I made a promise. I made a promise. I said, I made a promise. God didn't want to give them no land on their behavior. But based on the promise he made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he said, I'm taking them into the land. And here the other part. He said, not only am I going to take them into the land, but I'm not going with them. He said, I'm not going. Because God was so turned off. Because he said, these people are a stiff-necked people. These are a rebellion. You want to repel God? You know mosquito repellents? Who likes mosquito repellents? Yeah, I like repellents because you know what? It keeps away those little devils. The mosquitoes, right? Shh, right? Yeah. Right? You put it a tiki torch. Why? Because it repels those little devils that fly around and come and bite you and suck your blood. Isn't that true? So now God was ready to send them into the land without his presence. God says, why? Because I made a promise. And he said, I'm going to send my angel. And my angel is going to fight against all their enemies and give them the land. God was so tied to his promise. I said, God was so tied to his promise. So whenever you get a promise from God, whenever you receive a word from God, it is time for you to hold it onto more than you hold on to your breath. Because, let me tell you, hold on. He says, heaven and earth shall pass. Heaven and earth shall pass. But my word remains forever. The word of God shall not return what? Void. Meaning you can't cancel God's word. No. When God speaks something over your life, he is able to bring it to pass. He's able to. Who's bringing it? He is bringing it to pass. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word, why? Look at it. By no means. Somebody shout, by no means. Shout, by no means. Say, by all means, I'm profiting today. By all means, I'm profiting today. Because by no means his word shall pass away. Hallelujah. My God, be seated. I'll preach you a little more. Hallelujah. So God says, I'm not going to go into the land with them. I'm going to send them into the land. And I'm going to even send the angel to fight for them, clear the way, defeat the enemies, and give them entrance into the land. But Moses said, I'm not going without your presence, God. I'm not going anywhere without your presence. Because where the presence of God is, there is liberty. I said, where the presence of the Lord is, there is liberty. Outside of the presence of God, you are bound, you are chained up, you are oppressed, you are confused, and the devil is out to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But wherever the presence of God is, there is life, and there is life more abundantly. Didn't he say, I come? Didn't he say, I come? So when he comes, hallelujah, when he comes, he brings big life, great life, massive life, overflowing life, big life, massive life, overflowing life. That is the abundant life. He come that you might have life. The enemy come to steal, kill. He comes to eat away at what God wants to do in you. But God wants to show up for you today. Everything, every word you hear, mix it with faith. Every word you hear, say, yes, I believe it. And oh my God, even when I don't believe personally, the Holy Ghost is on the inside helping me to believe. But hey, did the man come and say, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. And then the Holy Ghost stirs up faith within you. And my God, he concretes, he bears witness to your spirit that what you received is of God. And God's word does not turn up empty. So he will bring fulfillment. It's time that we change mindsets. It's time that we change mindsets. Because we walk around with loads. We walk around with troubles. We walk around with pressure. The Bible said, many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord, what he does, There's a D word, and it's not the devil. It's a D word, and it doesn't mean damned. There's a D word, and it's not depression. There's a D word, and it's called deliverance. The Bible says the Lord delivers him out of them all. How many? 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 All. So stare at your troubles. I know you could see them. Look at your mountain. I know you can see him or her. I know you could see it. Stare at the mountain and say, mountain, my Bible tells me if I could have faith as a mustard seed, I can speak to you and tell you, be thou uprooted and cast into that sea. I command you, mountain, up and out. Deal with it, deal with it, deal with it. Come on, you got different kinds of mountains in the room. Some of you got family crisis. Some of you got financial crisis. Some of you even got a faith crisis. You're all in a state of unbelief. Command it to go in Jesus' name. Some of you got mind battles. Some of you carrying your past around. Speak to it. Get out. Deliverance is sure. But deliverance only comes when it's mixed with faith. Yes. He that comes to God must what? Believe. What must what? Believe. The Syrophoenician woman, she came and she said, God, I know Jesus. I know I'm a dog. I know I'm an outsider. I know I don't deserve this bread. But my God, give me the crumbs that falls from the master's table. Give me the crumbs. I want crumbs. Because if I get one crumb, it is greater than if I sit at the best table and eat. One crumb from the master's hand will change my situation. One touch from Jesus is able to shift me into purpose. One touch of the master can favor me in a way that years of study is not able to do. Because what? The greater will be at work. The greater is Jesus. 102:12. You ready? Psalm 102:12. We're working this. Somebody say, I'm mixed with faith. Tell him, I'm mixed with faith. I'm not mixed with fear. Even when fear wanna come in, I send faith to the door. I said, when fear wanna come, I send faith to the door. When fear wanna creep up on me, I said, the just shall live by faith. What the just living by? Faith. I said, the just shall live by faith. But you, O Lord, you who? You who? Come on, who? But you, O Lord, shall what? Endure forever. How long? How long? Forever. You, O Lord, shall endure forever. The God that you serve is not a temporary God. You know, sometimes you lose your bank card, you go to the bank and they give you what? A temporary card. Because what? They're going to send you the official one in the mail later. But the God that you serve is not temporary. He is forever. God is not only for Sundays. I'm telling you, Jesus doesn't only work on Sunday. You know why? I could back it up. Go to Psalm 121. He says, the God that we serve, he doesn't sleep, nor does he slumber. He does not take a day off, nor does he need a day off. He does what? He that keepeth Israel, neither what? Slumbers, nor sleep. Look at somebody and say, Israel is my name. Tell him, my name is Israel. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall he neither slumbers nor sleep. Next verse. The Lord is your what? Keeper. What is he? Oh, my God. Hey, my God, he is my keeper. So we got alarms in our house, and we're hoping that if somebody breaks in, ADT is going to keep the house for us from afar. But I want to tell you tonight, I got a keeper for my soul. I got a keeper for my spirit. I got a keeper for my body. I got a keeper for my interests. I got a keeper for my blessing. I got a keeper for my children. I put trackers on my children's phone to see where where they're at. But before I had a tracker, and even while I have a tracker, the number one tracker is Jesus. The keeper of them is Jesus. Because I could give them a tracker and they could leave the phone here and they can go and do the wrong thing. My trust is not in the tracker. My trust is not in the tech. But my trust is in Jesus. Because I give them the keeper. I introduce them to the keeper. I introduce them to the one that is eternal. I introduce them to the one that is the lover of my soul, so that he can become the lover of their soul. I introduce them to the Redeemer. I introduce them to the life changer. I introduce them to the one that made the heavens and the earth. I introduce them to the one that loved them before they even knew him. He loved them from the foundations of the world. I introduce them to the keeper, that he might keep them. That he might keep them. Because if God don't keep us, we're not kept. I say, if God don't keep you, you're not kept. If God don't keep you, you're not kept. Because the enemy prowls around like a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour. The enemy is hungry, and the enemy is hungry, and he is ready to snatch up anybody. The roaring lion walks around when he's hungry. When the lion's belly is full, he's sleeping and wagging his tail. You ever seen National Geographic? Yeah, when the lion is resting, he's full. But when the lion prowls around, he got an appetite. He got an appetite. And his appetite needs to what? Be satisfied. And what's going to satisfy it? Some prime meat. Hello? What's going to satisfy it? A nice deer? He needs something juicy. But do you know some of the weakest animals in the animal kingdom? The lion is not able to touch them. Why? If that animal is alone, he can touch them. But if that animal is in a pack, he cannot touch them. That animal, when he's in a pack, they are able to fight off that same lion. I want to tell you, the reason God planted you in a church is to put you around some lions and some lioness. That when the lion comes seeking to devour her, oh my God, big sister stands up and say, not this one. Big brother stand up and say, not this one. You can't touch him, because we're not moving alone. We are in a pack. God is raising up keepers around you. I want to tell you, God is raising up keepers around you. God is putting people around you to defend your interests. God is putting people next to you to pray for you. God is putting people next to you to encourage you. God is putting people around you to pick you up. When you're falling, come on up, sister. Come on up. Don't stay down there. I am your keeper. I am praying for you. I'm believing you. I'm watching over you. God has a great plan for you. God is raising up keepers. Because the enemy is out to what? Steal, kill, destroy. Don't run from the pack. Don't run from the pack. Don't be lured from the pack. Because when you're lured from the pack, you become prey. I say that again. When you're lured from the pack, the Bible says the devil is a lion, meaning he's the predator. The predator is out to devour. But when you're in the pack, he thinks so many times, because the word of God says, if two shall agree in anything, it shall be done. He's afraid of that. He's afraid of that. He's afraid of, oh my God, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous, which avails much in the spirit realm. When you pray, you take it for granted. When somebody hold you, come. No, you come. Come, son. When somebody hold your hand and pray in the name of Jesus, I pray, God, that you'll make a way where there is no way. I pray, God, that you'll open a door where the doors are shut. I pray, God, you will bless him where there is curse. We undo every generation of time. You take it for granted. But in the spirit realm, in the realms of the spirit, where the adversary roars, When you say in the name of Jesus, I speak change. The enemy goes, oh, Jesus, here they come again. The enemy was about to bite. And you say in the name of Jesus, everything trailing him, I command you to back off. I bind up every demonic forces that are seeking to destroy his mind. The enemy was trying to chew his mind. But when you say that, the enemy goes, ah. So the reason some of us are standing is because somebody's praying. Thank you. I said the reason you're standing is because somebody's praying. Even the great Peter, Jesus said, Peter, the enemy desires to sift you like wheat. To sift you like wheat. But mighty God, there was a keeper. I said there was a keeper. When the enemy desired to sift Peter, Jesus said, but I prayed for you. But I prayed for you. But I prayed for you. One of the most overlooked ministries in the church is the intercessors. But I want to tell you, when you're sleeping, they're keeping. When you're sleeping, they're keeping. When you're resting, they're shakadadadabakatakataka. And mighty God, the enemy was about to devour. And all of a sudden, he heard a heavenly language that confused him. And he could not bite where he wanted to bite. Because there was tongues of fire going up that was piercing the darkness. That was defeating the enemy. God is raising up keepers. Oh, shout out, Abaka. Somebody shout, I receive. Shout, I believe. Shout, I receive. Shout, I believe. But you, O Lord, shall endure how? Forever. How? And the remembrance of your name to how many generations? All generations. Come on, guys. Come on. Give me some scriptures in the back. Psalm 102. You got it up there? It says, but and the remembrance of your name to all generations, meaning you don't have to worry about your children. I say you don't have to worry about your children. You don't have to worry if they're going to get saved, because the God that you serve is a generational God. I said the God that you serve is a what? Generational God. Tell somebody he is generational. He said, I made a promise to Abraham. I didn't stop at Abraham, sir. I went to Isaac. I didn't stop at Isaac. I went to Jacob. I want to tell you, God is going to bless you. He's going to bless your children and your children's children. God is going to save you. He's going to save your children. And he's going to save your children's children. I want to tell you, just believe. Amen. Just shout an amen on that. We speak to those who are lost to come into the kingdom right now. We call you out of darkness. We call you out from wherever you're hiding in the name of Jesus. I pray the light of Christ will shine and deliver you in Jesus' name. So somebody say, I'm mixing it with faith. Come on, say, I'm mixing it with faith. Come on, do some action. Say, I'm mixing it. I'm mixing it. I'm mixing it. I'm not letting it go. I'm mixing it. I'm mixing it. He's my keeper. I'm mixing it. He's going to save me and my household. I believe it. I'm mixing it with faith. Ando kosanda kataya. Ruba kosha. Those who are not filled with the Holy Ghost, believe God. Say, God, give me a new tongue. I'm mixing it. Come on. Fill my mouth. Give me a new tongue. I'm mixing it. I want new tongues, God. I want tongues of fire. Yeboko sata. When you get tongues of fire and you get the heavenly tongues, I want to share this with you. The Bible says when you speak in tongue, you edify yourself. So certain revelations that you were struggling with for years, the moment you become filled with the Holy Ghost, it's like something erupts in you. All the scales that were on your eyes fall off. All the things you struggle to believe disappears. Because what, you hit a new level. Somebody say new level. Somebody say, I'm going to another level. Come on, say, I'm going to another level. Say, I'm going to another level. Come on, mix it up, mix it up. Come on. Mix it, mix it, mix it, mix it. I'm going to another level. I'm going to another level. Come on, make your declaration. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to a new level. Hallelujah. To all generation. 13. It says, you will arise. You will what?
Arise.
You will what?
Arise.
Whenever you feel like you're about to go under, remember this word. He said that God will arise. God will arise. And what? Have mercy on Zion. Now, we have not come to Sinai. We have come to Zion. In the book of Hebrews, it said, for you have not come to Mount Sinai with fire and all that awesome stuff. But he said, you have come to Zion. You have come to the place of refuge. You have come to the place of safety. You have come to the place of blessing. Because who opened the door? Jesus opened the door that you can walk in. When he died on the cross, the new covenant was open. And mighty God, it wasn't the covenant of the law or the covenant of works, but it's now the covenant of grace. And it's the covenant of faith. It's the covenant of those that will believe. Be it unto you according to your faith. Be it unto you what? According to your faith. Tell somebody, mix it. Haha, mix it, mix it. You know when you mix cake, you got to get that batter real smooth. You got to keep going and going. The flour and the egg and the sugar got to become one. You got to mix it, mix it, mix it. It says, you will arise and have mercy on us. For the time to favor her has come. The time to what? Favor. You know what favor is? Favor is not what you deserve. Favor is what God gives. I said favor is not what you deserve. Let me show you what favor, what you deserve. For instance, you want to become a doctor. What do you got to do? You got to go to medical school. You want to become an accountant? You got to go and study economics and get your degree, pass your CPA. Now you what? Deserve to receive that position because you did the studies. But you know what favor is? Favor is this. Where a man by the name of Joseph was in a prison. And the man was bound because of accusation. But God took him into the prison and made him what? The head of the prison. What is that? Favor. He went in as a criminal, but now he leads the prison. Hold on, it doesn't end there. The man is used of God in the prison. Then the Bible says, your gift will make room for you. Your gifts will make room. What are the gifts that are in your hand? What are the gifts that are within you? If you would use your gifts, favor is going to show up. I said, if you use your gifts, favor. Let me show you how. So Joseph is in prison. He's in a dark place. But what? He's leading in the dark place. And he's using his giftings in the dark place. As a result of him leading in a trial, leading in testing, leading in a dark place, God responds to him using his gift. When the man had the dream, he told the man the meaning of the dream. The man went back to Pharaoh. Guess what now? Pharaoh had a dream. Pharaoh needed an interpreter. Who did he remember? The man in the pit. The man in the prison. He said, there's a young man there. I want to talk to my young people this morning. God's got a great plan for you. Young people, God has a great plan for you. God has a big plan for you. God is not limiting you. We limit ourselves by unbelief. We limit ourselves by unbelief. I want to tell you, if he did it for me, he's going to do it for you. Hey, young people, hear me. If he did it for me, he's going to do it for you. So the man says, hey, Mr. Pharaoh, there is a young man in the prison. There's a young man in the prison. And he says, this young man has the ability to interpret dreams. Because I had a dream and I couldn't interpret it. But the young man gave me the answer. Hey, the Bible said, let no man despise your youth. Let no man despise your youth. So he went in there, he brought him, and they shave him up, they clean him up. Favor is about to be displayed. Hey, he shave him up, dress him up nice, took him before Pharaoh. When he went there, he told Pharaoh exactly what the dream meant. What did Pharaoh respond? Pharaoh said, this man will be second in command only under me. What was that? That was not him studying. That was not him preparing the world's way, but that was favor. But the Bible says God will arise and he will have mercy, and it's time for him to favor you. I want to tell you, I want you to take that word and mix it with faith and say, it is my time for favor. It is my time for favor. It is my time for favor. This is not preachy. No, this is the Spirit of God. The Holy Ghost says, I want to favor you. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to elevate you. I'm going to shift you to a new level. There is a shift that is happening because God is arising and God is favoring his people. Why? It says, yes, the set time has come. You've been waiting and you've been tarrying and you've been crying and you've been mourning. But the word of God says the time that was set. The Bible says in life there is a time for everything. But I want to teach you how you can speed up things today. I want to teach you how you can speed up things. You want me to show you how to speed up things? Do you want to see? Do you want to see? Do you want to learn? Do you want to know? The Syrophoenician woman was not supposed to get anything from God because she was a Gentile. That's why Jesus said to her, I can't take the bread of the children and give it to dogs. So on the basis of covenant, she could not get anything from Jesus. Jesus came to who? The Jews. But here was this woman that recognized something in Jesus. This woman said, this man is not ordinary. Wherever this man go, the blind sees, the deaf hear, the demon possessed are freed. Those that are bound get liberated. Those that live among tombs, my God, leave the tombs and go back to their family. There is something in this man. This man is divine. This man is not ordinary. The Bible says when Jesus said to her, woman, get out from in front of me. I got nothing for you. The Bible says she fell down and she worshipped him. And she fell on the earth and she worshipped him. And the Bible says Jesus was not. Jesus could not refuse worship. He is addicted to worship. He is attracted to worship. So I want to tell you, if you want to speed some things up today, it is time for you to fall on your face and worship Almighty God, and favor will flow your way. When you don't see things moving, worship. When you get bad news, worship. When you get, when they said it is the end, it is time to worship. When the boss said, I'm not promoting you, it is time to worship. When your application comes back rejected, it is time to worship. When your children are giving you a hard time, it is time to worship. It will break all spiritual principles because you're worshiping not man, but you're worshiping the King of Glory, the one that is able to arise on your behalf, the one that is able to stand up for you, the one that's able to fight for you and deliver you and change your story and heal your body. And as a result of that, favor flowed to her house. What was it? Her daughter? Her daughter got healed that very moment. And Jesus said to her, be it unto you according to your... Come on, find that scripture. Be it unto you according to your... Be it unto you according to your... Be it unto you according to your... It is time for us to mix this thing up with faith. Mix it up with faith. But he said to her, according to your faith, be it unto you. What is it you're believing?
Thank you so much for watching this message. We pray that it encouraged your hearts. We also want to say a special thank you to our faithful givers and partners. It's because of your generosity that the vision moves forward. If you would like to partner with us, please visit faithchurch.life/give. On Sundays, we have our Sunday services at 10 a.m. live on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. So join us there. Don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe so you never miss another sermon again. I'm Emily. Let's read the Bible.